Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, did you guys want to buy a new console? Hey, good joke. What about a new handheld? Ooh, I have your attention.
All right, so my plan.
Oh, all right, well.
I'm going to buy. Yeah, I fucked up your intro. How about
immediately
that?
Immediately into that.
I'm going to buy the new whatever we're about to talk about.
Story number two. Who'd have guessed that it's totally not in the title?
And then I'm going to trade it for a PS5.
Oh, I see what you're trying. I see the game you're playing. I see what you're up to.
I'm not really going to do that.
But. I know, but I see the angle. It's a solid angle.
I mean, it is like almost like a low risk, high reward situation.
Yeah, you still benefit even if you didn't end up being able to swap it. But
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Gamers Through Podcast.
It's true.
As per every Friday.
That's also true. You're listening on Saturday.
Yep. Weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. You know what's been eating away at me the past, like, I would say 3 weeks?
Me.
That's only at night, buddy.
Well, you know, happens.
We were supposed to do video by E3 this year.
Uh-huh, yeah. We had a strong January start.
We did. Cameras, got multiple cameras, two cameras.
Immediately collapsed.
Updated the one. Firmware is good on it. We have multiple cables that we needed. We have multiple of the converters that you were reaching for right now. And, like, this is like a... exemplifies our, like, procrastination.
Do we make a fall push?
I mean, maybe, but I feel
a
like...
A third quarter push to release
like part of our issue is where, like, we have an aversion to goals. Because, like...
I've never thought about it, but holy shit, that's another name for a podcast for us. Aversion to success.
Write it down.
You heard it. Write it down.
We literally have everything we need.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted.
All right. Just keep that anger and that 3 week anger that you just brought up 3 weeks into your own anger, and then 3 weeks from now, let me know where we're at.
Okay. All right.
I'll know when you bring the other camera back up how bad you're like moving.
What reminded me of it?
You saw it.
No, I see it every day because it's sitting in front of my computer, and like it's placed in a way that I have to like move it to do anything really.
Oh, okay.
But Samantha had to take photos, and she was like, "Oh, my battery's dead. It's no big deal. I have a spare." She doesn't have a spare because it's that camera's battery is the spare. So I thought
these were on pass-throughs.
No, that's the one thing I do have to get still, which it reminded me of it again today.
Then do you need that battery?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it's fine.
Because it hasn't moved since it got put up there.
Nope. What reminded me of it again was I went into Amazon today before I came here.
Oh, did it do a suggested items based on your previous searches?
And I looked into my browsing history.
Oh.
And it was there. The pass-through, battery pass-throughs for those was there. And I was like, oh, okay.
Son of a bitch. I've been found out. I'm surprised you've never... Have you also noticed that there's the tripod sitting in the mudroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just there. Anyway.
Yeah. There you have it, folks.
You know what we should talk about first?
Yes. I don't know. I'm just saying yes. Let's talk about it.
We should talk about a segment we don't normally talk about. I had to see if it was actually updated for you.
It is.
And I want you to read the first one because it's about me.
Okay. I was trying to remember.
Actually, you know what? You're going to read both of them.
Okay.
It's going to be person the person that wrote and then their statement.
So that's from Longley, Smith, and Nimrod, we are the law firm representing Tom Jones, and you should consider this a cease and desist order. Your impression of our client, Mr. Jones, is too close to one of his actual performances, and fans might be misled in believing you to be him.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
it's
you
not unusual to hear from with anyone.
You can't keep talent down.
It
needs to spread its wings and fly away, very far away.
To have fun with anyone.
I was trying to remember.
When I see you hanging around with anyone.
What episode this might be referencing, but like there's multiples, I guess, so it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, because I only quote Tom Jones once a year.
Might seem that way to you, but.
Sex bomb. Sorry. Another one of his songs. Guess what the title was?
Of the.
The song I just sang by Tom Jones.
Is it Sex Bomb?
Oh, man, you are a genius.
Is this like Love Shack, kind of?
Arguably, it's. Well, I don't know. Somebody might argue with me, but I think Sex Bomb is a worse song than Love Shack.
You know, I could see that.
I think he has the better voice out of the two singers.
Oh, for sure.
But I think it's just a less enjoyable song.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom. No offense.
Now you're
Sir
getting
Tom Jones? I think he's knighted.
I don't know. Probably.
I believe he's knighted. So,
it sounds right.
So this law firm sounds like a joke that they didn't use his correct title.
Huh. Well, it's a good segue. Nate's Always Right from Nate's Always Right.
It's also why I couldn't read these comments.
You could read that about yourself. You're vain enough.
I mean, I think it all the time, but it's not the difference.
What one person would each of you love to have listened or comment on the podcast?
The police. The band, Sting. No. To listen and or comment on. It depends on what we're talking about, I think.
Yeah, I don't
think... Podcast as a whole, I mean, I'm sure we have kind of similar people in like what the overarching idea of the podcast would be, but I'm all down for like a segment getting called out by somebody and finding out all of a sudden they've made it to the end where I made a reference that's entirely obscure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have anyone specific that I would say. I don't know.
I know for a fact I have two people immediately. Three, but two are more important to me than the third. The third one's more like, that'd be cool, but like the two.
I mean, can I guess the two?
The two would be very cool and are very obvious.
I would guess Sark.
No, added to the list, though.
Okay, I was going to say Bruce.
Also would be cool, but no.
Really? Okay.
More recent times.
More recent.
Because thinking
of like the, see, I was going like a similar topic thing, but you're going Jake and Jimmy,
100%. Yeah. 110% Jake and Jimmy, where they're just like, yo, man, love what you guys are doing. Be like, you don't even know. We do nothing.
Yeah.
But.
Mine's kind of like a.
The Sark and Bruce one are almost weirder. I'd love to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
On like a produced thing.
Yeah.
Because I think we would murder it in a good way. Just explosions of content would happen. You were saying?
What was I saying? I forgot. I don't know.
Everything.
I don't know. I don't really have any specific people I would like. I don't know if I'd want anyone specifically to listen to it, because it's kind of one of those weird feelings. Like
it is, We are notoriously our worst self-promoters.
Yes.
We're terrible at it. Like, I don't tell people I have a podcast.
Yeah, same.
And if I do, and if here's my thing. If I do say mention it or whatever, and they don't ask, oh, what's it called? I won't tell. I won't continue.
Yeah.
Because I do the same thing. If I don't ask a follow-up question to getting told the statement, I usually don't want to know more.
Yeah. It's a weird situation. Like, I love doing the podcast.
Same. This took a weird turn.
Yeah, we're getting weird. I just don't know. I don't know. Like, I just feel weird. Someone listens to it and be like, you know, it's like you're showing someone something that you like doing, but you're afraid of, like, what they're going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. Or I'm like, hey, I made this thing and I really like it.
Don't say anything. It's the Bo Burnham song. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to podcasts, you could play new release games.
Like these ones, starting at number one, Curved Space for the Switch. Outsider Afterlife for the PC. Where the Heart Leads for the PlayStation. Number four is Skydome for the PC. Number five is Space Punks for the PC. Number six, Labyrinth City, Pierre the Maze Detective for the Switch. Number seven, Ragnarok VR for PC VR. Number eight, Space Jam, A New Legacy, The Game.
Oh, I bet that's terrible.
For the PC and Xbox. Number nine, Matt's favorite game of the list, Train Life for the PC. Number 10, the one that just got beat out, F1 2021 for the PC, PlayStations, and Xboxes. Apparently, there's a lot of upgrades to it.
I, for some reason, thought this game was out already.
Well, good news, it's out now.
I was wondering why all these videos and stuff were popping up on my... I was like, well, this game...
Cool, we got to announce the new game, new car. It's F1. F1's hot in the streets.
Tangentially related and not in the dock, but they are doing an IndyCar game in 2022.
IndyCar, this is going to sound offensive to IndyCar probably. IndyCar should have been included in like Gran Turismo.
It should have.
Or Forza or Horizon. Forza is the same. Or Dirt or Project Cars or whatever.
I'm curious because having gotten, not gotten into, but being way more knowledgeable. Not knowledgeable. What's the word I want to use? I know more about IndyCar than I did because of, you know, Formula One drivers going into IndyCar. And it is totally different from Formula One, and I'm really curious to see what if the game is going to be representative of that. Like if the game is good, it will be. If it's not good, it won't be. Yeah.
Hot takes.
Yeah. Pretty simple take, I guess. Pretty obvious.
Lukewarm. Number 11, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD for the Switch. Number 12, Restless Night for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 13, Stack Up or Dive Trying for the PC. And number 14, Within the Blade for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Boom, there it is.
New releases. Fun stuff.
And for the fun part of this, I'm also going to take story one.
All right.
Boom. Look at that. That's how we do things here. Quick audibles on the fly. So starting with our headlines, here's number one. Let's kick things off with a roundup of game delays. 2021, the year of game delays, because these are not the last ones.
True story.
Tango Gameworks announced that Ghostwire Tokyo will be delayed till 2022. Did anybody think that was coming this year? Did you think that was coming this year?
No.
Good answer. Number two, Ubisoft's Riders Republic is getting a little push from September 2nd to October 28th. Not going to lie, works out fine for me.
That's fine.
Because it still puts it in the Far Cry window for me.
That's one of those weird situations. I don't know. I'd always get weirded out when they do little delays, though.
So, yes, and it's also weird considering the type of game Riders Republic is.
Yes. And, like, it's not a scheduling delay because
right.
nothing's coming out September 2nd that I can think of. And I don't think that's an issue.
That we know of. But little do you know, they want you to spend all your time binging Beyond Good and Evil 2, the movie.
Maybe. Skull and Bones TV show?
Yeah, right. Let's see here. Another Ubisoft game, Rainbow Six Extraction, is getting the boot out of 2021 and into 2022. Not surprising again, but that does now pivot what I'm subscribing to in the fall.
There you go. Audibles making adjustments.
Yeah, on the flies. Hot route, hot route. Omaha. Spider 3Y Banana. Those are some football references for you people that understand sports.
Sports.
We like sports, and we don't care who knows.
That's a callback.
That's a deep cut.
Lonely Island. It's a good CD.
I got hunger pains.
They're sticking like duct tape.
Gotta go to Magnolia. I got some cupcakes.
All the bomb frostings.
McAdams loves Jocelyn. Warhammer 40K. Such a deep cut. Warhammer 40K Darktide is drinking the same juice as Extraction, and it's headed to spring 2022. Resident Evil's multiplayer spinoff, Reverse, has been delayed from its release window of this month to next year.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, that's like the worst one where they're like, so listen, this month, there's 2 weeks left. We're just not going to do that. Instead, new window, all of next year.
Yeah, that was
like, oh, okay.
That was a strange one.
So, hey, yeah, a lot of delays. Adjust your plans accordingly. That does open up for more Halo time. That also opens you up to try some indie games on the way. 12 minutes is still in August, is that time of this recording. That could change.
I don't even trust that Halo's coming out then.
Halo still technically has no date. They still have a window, and I've been saying it since they announced they had a window at the Xbox event. That's terrifying. So here we go.
We got to do away with the whole window concept.
Got to do away with game announcements 7 years in advance.
Yep. You know what? We just got to do away with games.
And that'll be it for the podcast, and we appreciate your service.
That was a good run. Alrighty.
Been a long run.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. I'm going to start having pains, according to Matt.
Oh, yeah. I've been having a rough week.
Who threatened me earlier.
Did I?
With the hope that age catches up to me.
I didn't threaten you with it. I just said, it's not a threat from me. I'm not literally aging the entire universe.
You say that.
I'm just saying.
I feel older every time I'm around you.
As you should, because I am decrepit and falling apart.
It's like I'm working in a nursing home.
Yeah.
He smells like a nursing home.
I probably do, though.
I mean, your ass does.
I mean, that's a compliment to my ass.
And my ass thanks you.
I'm just saying, misery loves company.
Listen, I wouldn't have tried to gas you out doing Thursday morning scans had we not already been accustomed to each other's sense.
That's life.
That's also just a hell of a sentence. Anyway.
That'll be on Twitter.
Great.
The big story of the week. I don't know. I'm just... That was me.
Honestly,
assuming.
It is. Oh, no. It's the biggest one.
All right. Got approval from Nate. It's first. New hardware from Valve.
Unknown to you guys, Matt writes the document with just nothing but seeking of my approval.
Like a small child.
Love
eagerly
me.
Looking up to his father every week.
Right after the story of
did I do good, Daddy?
Of I'm the one working with the old person. Role reversal.
This time they're trying their luck in the handheld market with the Steam Deck.
Really questionable name.
Yep. Same. Where do you want to start? Because I didn't want to do...
I already made the joke about the naming, so now I want to make the explanation of why the joke was a joke. there's an Elgato product called the Stream Deck, which obviously this is one letter difference. And also, I get what they're going for, but I don't necessarily like deck.
Does Elgato fight them on this?
It would be interesting.
It would be because, I mean, Steam,
I don't know what the like the total legality leg they would have to stand on is.
I mean,
other than just that they would be able to say it's close.
Yeah, they'd have to take the whole like fight with the deck thing, like the idea of deck. Also, why would they call it the like I don't the name in general I just don't get.
I think it's the idea of like you had your deck. It's just what like the old nerd culture references.
Oh, like hey, deck.
Whip out your deck.
What? Hello.
Oh, is it time to duel or are you just happy to see me? That's a reference. That's a reference that I'm so unfortunate that the person that would get it isn't listening.
Whip out your deck. All right.
Can I get that as a Valentine's Day card next year? Is that your deck, or are you just happy to see me? And it's a picture of Yami Yugi wearing one of the Duelist the Duelist fans.
You know what? I won't remember, but if I did, I would do that.
I would appreciate it.
What do you want to go through first? SKUs, tech specs, random other
crap? I don't think we need to go through the tech specs.
I do want to make a couple comments on it.
Then I guess that's where we should start, because I would have otherwise just skipped over it and used the SKUs to go over the important things. Here's some fun facts. No, I can't do those yet because we really need the tech specs first. You have them in the correct order, so I can't skip around. So instead, I was going to skip entire sections.
Yeah. The important things that are interesting to mention is it uses an AMD APU of the same architecture that powers the Xbox Series and the PS5. And then also all of its like goodies that it has as far as controls. So it has haptics. It has two track pads. It has
right
gyros.
Right below thumbsticks.
Right there. The buttons are also capacitive. They're capacitive touch. So. I don't know if I have the display in there somewheres, but the display is 7 inches, 1280 by 800 is the resolution, 400 nits of brightness, and it's 60 hertz. It's an IPS LCD. I think that's it. Oh, yeah. They're saying 8 hours of gameplay, and it charges using Type-C USB, a 45-watt USB. Has a micro SD card, micro SD card slot. Okay, this answers our question from earlier. I didn't notice this until now. Do you like my little hand flap I did to you?
Yeah. This is...
External connectivity for controllers and displays. USB-C with DisplayPort 1.4, alt mode support, up to 8K at 60 Hz or 4K at 120 Hz. USB 3.2 Gen 2.
If running across those mediums. Those specific version mediums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a lot of nerd talk to just say it can do 4K on your TV. The 8K means absolutely nothing because you don't own an 8K TV.
No. Well, they do have them.
But... You don't own one.
But they exist.
Understand what I'm saying.
You understand what I'm saying.
There's a solid 99.9% chance that everybody listening to this podcast doesn't own an 8K TV.
Wow. Way to assume their TVs.
I'll assume whatever I damn well please. I bet their HDMIs aren't even 2.0.
All right, I guess that's all we need for that shit.
All right, so the fun part. Three SKUs. Do it using the most Nintendo route they could. You got three SKUs starting at $400 for 64 gigs of memory and a carrying case. Then we move to $530 for 256 gig NVMe SSD, specifically Gen 3. Not that that really 100% matters, but just wanted to make sure you guys know it's not the new Gen 4s. A carrying case again, because you got to carry it somehow. Why would you use your hands? And an exclusive Steam community profile bundle, which basically says, hey, look at this avatar. And a $650 version with a 512 NVMe SSD, which if anybody wants to really get into the nitty-gritty, I'm pretty sure the 512 and the 256 are just four of the 64 and then eight of the 64 gigs, according to a breakdown I saw of something else, where they literally put 512 and they just put times eight next to it, and then in the 256 they put times four, and I'm assuming they're just duplicating the 64 sticks. But that's a neither here nor there comment. Premium anti-glare etched glass in a $650 version. An exclusive carrying case, which is apparently the other ones aren't exclusive. Don't know what that means. An exclusive Steam community profile bundle. And an exclusive virtual keyboard theme. So when you want to type on the touchscreen.
Whoa. Sold me with the exclusive keyboard theme.
Not the community profile bundle. So, yeah.
I don't like communities.
Speaks to the success of this podcast.
So, all the photos I've seen is of the carrying case is with the one that's like kind of like vacuum formed.
Okay.
Like the one that's like, I'm assuming that's the
exclusive one. I was going to say, is that the exclusive one?
Or? And then the regular one's probably like the generic squared off cases.
I wouldn't be surprised if honestly they're the same thing and they just decided to leave the words exclusive off of the cheaper version for no reason.
Yeah. Or one says like Valve on it and one doesn't.
Yeah.
Some fun facts.
One has like the head logo.
Oh yeah. High speed micro SD slot, already said that. You'll be able to do everything you can do on a PC. So like browse the web, play games from other stores. You can install software, all that good stuff.
The play games from other stores is the biggest win.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They literally just went, hey, Apple's having a weird fight. Nintendo only has their store. People are starting to wonder about consoles having their own. You know what? Just let's put it all on there.
Yeah. Apparently it runs on a updated version of SteamOS. Some modified new version of it.
As per usual.
The GPU is about as fast in raw performance as a base PS4, but it uses a newer, more efficient architecture. And where was the thing? It has about the same raw GPU performance per pixel when targeting its resolution of 1280 by 800. As the Xbox Series X has when it targets 4K, to give you an idea of what performance you can expect.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm thinking it won't have issues hitting the 60 frames per second that the 60 hertz display would look nice with.
Yeah, it is.
There'll be an official dock sold separately to connect to external displays, Ethernet, and USB peripherals. A powered USB-C hub are also compatible.
Which, hey, perfect.
Yeah.
Curious to still see the dock whenever they actually drop it.
Reservations open today, July 16th at 1 p.m., with Valve claiming that they will begin shipping in December of this year.
Their site did crash after reservations opened. They got it back up pretty quick, but it did crash.
So initially, I was not thrilled with this. And then after seeing it, reading about it, seeing that it had like a micro SD slot and all that good stuff, I've changed my mind. It's pretty interesting. I think it's really cool. I don't have a need for it, so I probably won't get one.
Right, which is kind of the kill for both you and I.
Yeah.
It's like we both agree it's a sweet piece of technology, and it's needed. I argue this one's actually like needed.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we don't have a reason for it, like in our lives.
I have two big issues with the situation with it.
Okay.
Not really issues. I have two comments that were my first, like, reactions. It reminds me of a Sega Game Gear.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And it is not competing with the Nintendo Switch, which everyone, the mainstream media keeps saying that. This and the Nintendo Switch are two totally separate markets.
Yes. I 100% get behind that, and I hate it. Here's what they have in common. They both play games, and they're handheld.
Yep.
That's where it stops.
Which, like, to someone like my mom, she'd be like, oh, they're the same thing. But to people who are like us, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Like, oh, you just wanted a handheld gaming system, so I just bought what was there. Not the same thing.
Yeah.
There is, yes, a crossover in the Venn diagram. But it's a small crossover.
Yeah. The price point's pretty crazy. I mean, considering what you get. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing I didn't say. It has 16 gigs of DDR5.
Right.
So, for what you get, it's a pretty good deal.
The $400 version is what the Switch Pro that doesn't exist is hoping to be.
Yeah, which... If for someone like me who's not like has no connections to Nintendo, if you put like the Switch, the theoretical like Switch Pro that we thought we were getting next to the Steam Deck, I had to stop myself from saying Stream Deck. I would be like, yeah, I want the Steam Deck. I don't want this right. fucking thing.
The only reason at that point that you would buy a Nintendo Switch is because you wanted to play specifically current Nintendo games.
Yeah, yeah. You buy a Switch for the Nintendo Live game library.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's where I'm at. Where are you at?
I don't know. I'm just excited to see how it gets received. I know a bunch of people that bought them, but that is not personally. That is, like, game Twitter people that went and did their pre-orders and registrations and stuff, who I won't be surprised if they get sent one and then just cancel their order.
I don't know.
Valve's not usually like that, but you know, it's always just in the, it's something to always keep in the back of your head when you see influencers being like, I ordered mine, and you're like, eh. I've been on the internet long enough.
Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say something. I totally lost it.
Oh. I want to see one in the wild, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reviews, just general reviews from people that I trust, and then also teardowns.
Teardowns will be sweet. If they actually do drop in December and we have a PAX East next year, I'm hoping to run into one.
Yeah.
Like, not at a booth, because I'm sure I will run into one at a booth. Mm-hmm. I want to be, like, in a line for a panel, and somebody pulls one out and is playing.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to... I mean, depending they don't smell like absolute shit, I will ask questions.
There is a small chance that I do end up wanting one because, I mean, for people who don't, you know me personally, my wife is very needy and clingy.
Oh, and Jesus. I'm getting in trouble.
Me playing video games on my PC is like, let me put it this way. If I had a device like this that I could like sit on the couch with her or lay in bed with her and play games, I could play games twice as much easily as I do now. Although that is not, I think, who this product is intended for. But
also true. Especially because your wife has sometimes the like, well, I want to watch what you're playing, and it's like, that's not gonna work on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what the PS5 is for, Sony.
Just give him one. Number three. Right, we got nothing else? We good?
Nah, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm okay. Good if you're good.
Number three, police in Japan have reportedly arrested a man for selling modified save files for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The man was detained on July 8th for violating the unfair competition prevention law in Japan. The save files in question were said to be altered to enhance player capabilities, as well as add rare items that are difficult to acquire in the game. So cracked save files, basically.
It just seems whack to me.
It is.
That you can get arrested for that.
Yeah. I guess in theory, you're technically like breaking the game and selling it. It's probably how it's working, but...
I guess, but...
Or at least how the law is interpreting it, but yeah, it is kind of weird.
Nintendo, man.
Doing Nintendo things, gotta protect that IP.
Yeah.
If that means you sue half of Japan, you sue half of Japan.
I mean, Nintendo is half of Japan, so...
Hey. That's not the point. They'll sue themselves. Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies? Number four.
Mitchell and Webb. Good skit. Good skit.
Electronic Arts has made changes to its dual entitlement program, limiting free next-gen upgrades for FIFA 22 and Madden NFL 22 to players who have purchased the special editions. Dual entitlement is the publisher's initiative that allows customers who purchase PS4 and Xbox One versions of its games to access the respective next-gen upgrades at no additional cost. The most notable change has been made for FIFA, where only players who buy the digital-only Ultimate Edition will receive both versions of the game, according to the game's website. Which, that's a weird wording for it. I wonder if they mean both versions of the game, or if it's an upgrade for the PS4 version of the game, because that's not...
I'm not even trying to figure this out. It's too confusing.
Yeah. For reference, the Ultimate Edition costs $100 on console and $80 on PC.
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, my God, man. EA.
You want to hear something worse about EA that I don't think you mentioned later, so I can say it now, and if you mention it later, we'll skip over it.
Sure, go for it.
Speaking of FIFA specifically... All the upgrades that they're doing to FIFA, so just like engine things.
Let me guess.
All right.
Only on next-gen versions of the game.
And more specifically? That is the offense, but there's more of that offense.
More of that offense.
Yes. Like, it's actually offensive. Because you would expect that, right? At this point, you would expect it where they would say, all right, well, now new features are only coming to new consoles.
Are they making you buy the higher-end version to get them?
Nope.
Okay, just hit me with it then.
You're correct. They're only going to the new consoles.
Not PC?
Correct. They're not putting their current-gen upgrades on the PCs.
Why though?
Because they're stupid? You're welcome.
Who is running EA?
Andrew House.
How is he still like I who is what?
99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, make up a fucking storm rule. You work at EA now. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. We just lost another dev. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. They work over at somewhere else. I got nothing. I'm losing my mind. It hurts. Because I was like, oh, man, it'll be cool to see whatever they do just to like mess around with FIFA because I'm going to get EA Play to play Battlefield, and then I usually just get FIFA just as like my downtime.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing new. Cool. Thanks. Nothing new, and I have a more powerful PC than a PS5. Can you stop it?
I can't even, like, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and it doesn't even make sense. Like, you can't even be like, oh, they're just lazy and they don't want to develop for PC.
They're developing it on PC
for the PC. Like, it's not like they're using a PS5 or an Xbox fucking
It's whatever. Not like they're not making the game in Dreams.
Yeah, yeah. They're making the game on the fucking PC.
Pain. Just pain. pain is going to be the motto of this week. It was the motto of last week. It's the motto of this week. And it's just pain. It's me in an existential pain crisis.
There's some weird reason why they're doing it that's going to be tied to something ridiculous. And we're going to find it out. And it's just going to be another one of those, like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, there's probably something where, like, people on PS5 and Xbox on the consoles, like, spend more money in microtransactions than people on PC do.
Oh, yeah, it's for and sure. Their markets are for sure bigger on Xbox and PlayStation.
Yep, but they probably have the data showing that there's crossover where, like, a PC gamer also has a console. So they're, like, doing some weird experimenting to see if they can push people to buy it on console.
Probably doing something along those lines, and then also mixed with... Well, it's also very funny, though, because they enabled crossplay. So what's the... What?
Well, we got more rants coming.
What color does an EA CEO turn when you choke it?
His true colors come out.
Green? Money? Yeah. Does he pop and just turn into gold coins that I can do a backflip into a la Scrooge McDuck?
A rainbow comes out of his ass and shows you where the pot of gold is.
Turns out, further in his ass. Shit. Number five, let's keep the EA love going with some more good news. Good news, everyone. The official EA Star Wars Twitter account said, quote, "We won't be showing any new Star Wars games at EA Play Live on July 22nd. Can you believe all this shit's coming out and we haven't had EA Play Live yet? Oh, they are going to get roasted. But all of us look forward to celebrating with you next year when we share our vision for the galaxy far, far away." So, let's limit now. What is EA Play? Just sports games.
Sports.
And The Sims.
And Sims. Maybe Dead Space.
Apex.
Apex Legends.
At least more Battlefield, probably. They'll probably do more.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We'll probably see Battlefield. We'll probably see Battlefield Hub if that's a real thing.
Yeah. We'll probably see
FIFA. We'll get at least one indie game.
FIFA Mobile that runs, that has the new features that PC doesn't.
Oh, my God. We got to remember that one.
As Matt just has, like, that epiphany moment of, like, oh, no, that might be real. I think the new feature is supposed to be, like, engine stuff with the way that they do things. So it shouldn't. There's no way in hell it should make it to mobile. But you know what? EA is stupid enough. I also hope that it's just somebody that is writing, like, PR blasts that's only grabbing them in passing. Like, they walk past a conference room and they just hear somebody go, "Yeah, so we're not doing that on PC this year. What we're going to do," and they're like, "Holy shit, they're not putting the new features in." They just run away to get it taken care of.
Has it been, like, a big thing in that you've seen?
I don't
seen?
Sit in that community.
I don't either. That's that what community I was asking. Because, like,
they get super toxic. I just stay away. I don't know if they actually get toxic, but the Ultimate Team stuff is just, it's a echo chamber of bad.
Yeah, you'd kind of expect that would be, like, a huge, like, thing. But maybe people are just so numb to EA now that they're just like, nah. You want anything else on that?
On that subject?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Pain.
Number six, Battlefield 2042 crossplay is segregating console generations. PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC will play together, with PC and consoles having the option to opt out of each other's ecosystems.
Get them away from me.
Xbox One and PS4 will be in their own little world. Emphasis on little. Because apparently not only would the player count be smaller, but the maps will be too. It was also revealed that AI bots cannot be turned off, and you cannot play offline with bots either.
Just like an interesting double no.
Yeah.
No, you can't turn them off, but also no, you can't have them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't get that, but...
There are AI bots.
I guess that's just them not wanting to develop for it, but...
It also
the offline bots thing. I'm saying
the offline bots thing for sure, but I can come up with reasons why.
I think I know why.
I guarantee they're running the AI and those players, quote players, on their servers, and they don't want to drop them into the game code.
That could be it. I know that the AI is like really, I don't want to say dumb, but apparently it's like they're like the AI is really really simple. Like they can't even, they can only be certain classes and use certain guns. Yeah. They're like super simple.
But it's one of those where it's like, one, they don't want people to just go farm it and find things. But two, they also are probably just running whatever things on their end and just want them to stay there and just that's theirs.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I don't know if this is, I don't think it's hypocritical based on what we just said, but like I think this is a good move to segregate the consoles because it goes back to the whole like, you know, if the PS4 and Xbox One would end up holding.
Having to develop for the least common denominator problem.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I agree with that. Like I've said, I said this when, even when the consoles were launching, but I was just mostly being annoying about it. But I was just like, kill them.
Yeah.
Do the Kylo Ren. Kill it if you.
Kill the past if you have to.
That's the best Adam Driver I can do wearing a helmet.
Honestly, it wasn't bad.
You know, that sounds terrifying to me then. Because that's, I don't know any other lines I think of his to do that.
Well, I don't know if it's like,
because it's specifically the helmet.
Yeah.
I can't do regular Adam Driver.
No. The helmet's not really
a it just good muff, it just distorts sound. It enough.
Yeah.
It pushed the lotions in the basket. Ray. Lotion. Basket.
Why does he not have a shirt on in that one scene?
Why is she so sweaty?
I just don't. Star Wars.
Rian Johnson. Sorry, Rian Johnson and Star Wars, because like Knives Out was great, so I don't know what the hell went wrong. Number 7. Last Friday, the Biden administration issued an executive order on, quote, promoting competition in the American economy, end quote, that touched on a number of issues directly relevant to the games industry, among them net neutrality. Biden's order called for the chair of the FCC to consider, quote, adopting through appropriate rulemaking net neutrality rules similar to those previously adopted, end quote. For anybody else that wants a simplification, hey, put it back to the way it used to be. The new executive order also sees Biden calling for a limit on early termination fees for broadband customers, as well as a ban on internet servicing providers making deals with landlords to limit tenants' ability to go with rival companies. The order also addresses the Federal Trade Commission, with Biden asking for new rules on user surveillance and data accumulation, as well as anti-competitive tactics by tech companies to freeze out independent repair shops or prevent end users from making DIY repairs of their own equipment, also known as the right to repair. Specifically, Biden wanted to address companies that restricted the distribution of replacement parts or necessary diagnostic and repair tools.
I think in this case, that was directly aimed at farming equipment.
Yeah.
With the diagnostic tools thing.
Literally fix my tractor if you would just let me get this thing. Like, oh, no, no. That's going to be a $4 million service fee, and then we have to come out and look at it, and it's, you could fix it for $10 if we told you what it was, but like we're not going to tell you.
It is kind of that ridiculous, though.
No, I know. Like, I'm exaggerating, but only by like 10%. Because there was the other joke that this came up, not the farming equipment example, but I think it was it game consoles or was it phone? It was a tech piece that had the sticker over like the plate, and it's like, by breaking the seal, you agree that you're voiding your warranty or yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I literally just need to tighten a screw, and everything would be fine.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yep. The tractor thing's kind of, I was listening to a thing on it, and it was it's the U.S., so John Deere is the big one in the U.S.
Vroom, vroom.
You need specific, it's like cars, kind of. Like BMW, I know, is one of the culprits of this, but like they have specific diagnostic software that's proprietary to them, and like you can't do anything without it. And, you know, like, have you're tractor breaks down, you got to wait like it's like a 3 or 4 week lead time before you can get it fixed.
Yeah, which and oh, then, warning for people that are not farmers. How about you just stop working and getting paid for 4 weeks? Let me know how that goes.
And then like John Deere's, like a bunch of people took them to court, and
sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop. Their concession was they would make the diagnostic software available for purchase. Long story short, a year later, and you couldn't find it anywhere. And if you could, it was not. I think it was like $9,000 for diagnostic software. So
ridiculous.
Yeah, fun stuff. Am I next? Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Speaking of ridiculous stuff, I don't know if that's relevant. Stadia is getting a revenue share refresh.
Got any more than that?
No, not really. Starting in October, Google will only take a 15% cut of the first $3 million in revenue for each new game on Stadia. The more generous deal only applies to newly signed games on Stadia from October through the end of 2023. Publishers that got in on Stadia early will miss out on the increase for their legacy titles.
Projects that signed on too early are screwed.
Google will also more directly be giving publishers a cut of the proceeds from the games Stadia offers as free titles through its $10 Stadia Pro subscription. A full 70% of Stadia Pro revenue will now be shared with the publishers of, quote, any new title that enters into Stadia Pro, end quote, starting this month. The revenue will be divided by up among the publishers based on the number of session days logged on each title among all Stadia Pro users.
There's a listener we've had before, I don't know if he still listens or not, who abhors that we call it Stadia. I'm so happy that Stadia was in that paragraph so many times.
Stadia. What,
comrade, well, Project Stadia would like Stadia. Your money.
Well, the real way of saying it is so like lame.
Yeah, I know. What is it, Stadia Arcadia? What are we, the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It's lame. And you know what? Speaking on that same thing, which this is hypocritical, and I think I might have said it last week, is that, I'll mispronounce Stadia or whatever. I mispronounce a lot of stuff, but I'll purposely mispronounce Stadia. And there's another one I do all the time too that we do. I can't remember what it is.
Well, I do Ubisoft, or I did Uplay for the longest time.
Yeah, because Uplay.
It was Ubisoft Connect, but Uplay is dead now.
Niche and niche.
Always niche.
It is pronounced niche. But for whatever reason, the majority of people I talk to pronounce it niche, and I'll say niche, and they won't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy. You know what part of that is? I think, I'm not positive about this, I believe the correct spelling of niche has an accent on the E.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people don't write it that way, so they translate it immediately into just niche.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty positive the correct way has the accent on the E.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, and it's not umlaut, it's umlaut. I'll go get my German friend, they'll tell me I'm right. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so
there you go.
Stadia's out here helping out the new guy that joins a dying service, but not the ones that helped start the aborted service anyway. We'll see how it plays. Stadia is still a thing in 2023 when those deals end.
12 months?
12 months to kill Stadia?
Yeah. Google's so unpredictable with their stuff. Like,
yeah, they could axe it tomorrow and they could announce this deal, but axe it tomorrow and everybody would just go, sounds about right.
Yeah, or they'll keep it running for like 5 years.
Yeah, or it'll be the last remaining one after the other ones are transitioned into something else that's just better. It'll be like, yeah, we're holding on till the end. I wish it was a joke. Number 9. The makers of Auto Aim Cheat Tool User Vision have announced that they will no longer work on the product, quote, at the request of Activision Publishing, end quote.
A new version of User Vision was due to release soon, using machine learning to adjust auto-aim in real time. The product drew attention last week after a promotional video emerged on YouTube showcasing its features in Call of Duty. The promotional video was unpublished after a copyright claim from Activision Ars Technica reported. Listen, you gotta get bold to start throwing around illegal services on YouTube ads. Now, I say this. This is bad. Auto-aim's bad. Cheating's bad. Just get good, you stupid scrubs. The other part of it, and that is get good, G-U-D. The other part of this is right before Shadowlands dropped or right after it dropped? There were commercials on YouTube for one of the private WoW servers. I don't remember which one it was. I know what it was. I think it was Ascension WoW. There were commercials running on YouTube for Ascension WoW. And I was like, that's illegal. You guys are like, Blizzard gets to have the moment of like, all right, we know you exist, but like, we don't see you because you're not openly publicizing it. Yeah. You're not open. But then they started doing it. I stopped seeing the ads, but like, and so they stopped, you know, publicizing their thing or whatever. But I was like, you are running a very fine line to getting cease and desisted.
Oh yeah, especially with like Blizzard.
Yeah, who's done it before?
Yeah, they don't,
and they will do it again.
They don't fuck around for the most part. I mean, they're not Nintendo.
They don't like go hunt you unless you actually get too big.
Yeah,
and advertising on YouTube is a way to get too big.
Yeah, or draw too much attention.
Same. Size is proportionate to attention.
I wish that was true for some things.
I know. Yes. That's why I don't have any women near me. Get it? Small size, small attention.
Whoa.
Small dick enthusiasm.
Small dick energy right here.
Well, you remember that Mock the Week thing? I can't remember. Oh, my God. She used to host Great British Bake Off.
Oh, yeah.
Mel?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I think it was Mel. And she made the joke of how you don't want somebody with big dick energy. You want them with small dick enthusiasm. So, like, you don't need the arrogant person. You just need the person that knows what they are, and they're just happy to be there.
Also not me, but it's cool.
I just exist.
Yeah, I'm just... I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's a flat line that occasionally dips.
That's a good way of putting it. It's a flat line that occasionally... I like that.
Yeah. Very rarely does it spike. Mostly dips.
Number 10. Netflix has hired former Facebook and EA... Right away here. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't sound like the greatest idea.
Maybe not the best move, but we'll continue. Hired former Facebook and EA executive Mike Verdue as VP of Game Development, a new role at Netflix. Verdue recently served as VP of Content for Facebook Reality Labs, overseeing Oculus Studios. Prior to that, he was Senior VP of Mobile at EA, working on titles such as The Sims FreePlay and Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. In related news, a Bloomberg report says that Netflix will expand its streaming service to include video games in the next year. In more related news, data miner Steve Moser claimed to have found several rather interesting files within the Netflix iOS app, a logo for Endgame, a shark fin icon. Netflix's gaming initiative is said to be codenamed Shark. And images of PS5's DualSense controller and Ghost of Tsushima. Further fuel for speculation fire. Netflix already has first streaming rights to all Sony Picture films, including the upcoming Uncharted movie. So, business relationship already there.
We will see.
We will see. I mean, that would be an interesting business move. Because Netflix doesn't have a horse in the video game industry race at the moment. So it's true. Kind of like a neutral party that if Sony like signed a deal with, they're not like contributing to a direct competitor in any way.
Yeah.
And that would immediately put Sony's games on a solid streaming platform, like
which part of
with
me
good wonder, infrastructure.
Part of me is that what they wonder, whether like we're just going to kill PlayStation now or alongside PlayStation now. Like if you have a Netflix subscription, you also get access to these games. You just run it off of a. You just have to run it off of something that can connect a Bluetooth controller, basically, whether it's a smart TV or a console or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'd be an interesting move. I'm not sure that's what's happening, but
nope. I'm just curious to see whatever does happen.
For sure.
Number 11, women's NBA player Candace Parker has become the first female athlete to feature on the cover of an NBA 2K title. Parker, who plays with the Chicago Sky, is a 6-time WNBA All-Star, 2-time WNBA MVP, and the 2016 WNBA Finals MVP. Hell of a resume.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Hey, good time for no time like the present, right? About time.
Yep. Nice. Is she doing, who's she on the cover with, or is she solo?
Don't know. I'm assuming okay. There's somebody. There is a cover that has three people on it, but I think that's the Ultimate Edition one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember who's on that one. I think Kareem.
I'm surprised with how much like.
There's usually a few covers depending on the version, whatever. Yeah. So I haven't paid attention though because I don't buy 2K usually.
I'm not sure if it's like genuine fanfare or if it's just like media attention, but I'm surprised how much attention / fanfare cover athletes get, like, you know, the whole idea of being on the cover of something,
well,
of a video game.
Part of the Madden thing is there used to jokingly be the Madden curse.
Yeah, the Madden curse.
The yeah. rest of it, like FIFA, nobody ever cares about, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can FIFA, you can predict.
Yeah,
it's a guarantee.
Yeah, has who's really good this year?
Not even really good this year. Who's the most? Who's like arguably one of the most popular players in the world? Oh, the youngster Kylian Mbappe. Okay, yeah, he's gonna get it. It's tale as old as time. Easy to formulate which one's going to get it.
Makes sense. Popularity contest.
They haven't done. I might be eating my words here. I don't think they've done multi cover athletes on FIFA in a few years. Used to just be like Messi, 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 Messi. NBA is usually a single person. Madden is also usually a single person. This year it's duo, so
there you go. All right, time for some short stuff. Epic won an appeal against Apple in Australia.
You missed one if you want to go over it or not.
It's not on my doc.
You wrote it.
And I added it as well.
Oh. Apparently, I didn't get the live update.
Suck
Sorry. So, never mind.
Amateurs can fucking suck it.
Fuck
Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos. You did it. Congratulations.
Epic won an appeal against Apple in Australia to continue their case there. So, the war continues.
The war
continues. Google.
Day 75 on the front. We still haven't seen the legal documents. Exhibit A, still a myth. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this day. Clouds are getting dark. I haven't seen sun. This small little child next to me keeps handing me new iPhones. I don't know what to do with them.
There you go. That's the future of Australia. Google announced the release of its Android game development kit as part of its Game Developer Summit in 2021.
Hey, cool. Makes it easier.
And the one that I'm more interested in, Forza Horizon 5 is using ray tracing for audio. From the lead audio designer, quote, which means that you'll hear your car bouncing off all the buildings around you, and that will change with the environment.
Is that not like a great thing to say when they're like, by the way, the majority of time you're racing through the open woods in Mexico? They're like, all the buildings that are around you, and you're like, palm tree, palm tree, palm tree, palm tree, volcano, palm tree.
If they do like genuinely like solid ray tracing, like if it's using like.
Even if it's just bouncing off the cars next to me. Oh, or I hear my bumper crinkling as Matt pits me into a corner for the 18th time.
Listen, all right. It's usually an accident.
And then I don't even bother to pit him. I T-bone him in the next corner when I caught back up.
First off,
not an accident.
We're talking about Forza, all right?
It's
totally
true.
Different situation.
True.
Of Forza.
You're usually not even close to me.
Usually, I'm like in the back, last place, complaining about how shitty the cars drive.
No matter what it is, something always happens in Forza, like right off the start, like first corner or something, and all of a sudden Matt's in like 13th, and I'm like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It's just like the worst luck ever.
I'm just gone, and you're like, I hate this. And then I glance over like the minimap to the leadership, and I'm like, where the hell are you? I think we have finished 1-2, but it was like after redoing certain races or whatever.
Maybe. I'm just hoping for some better luck this time.
Yeah, it definitely is not.
I mean, the
like,
game's fun at regardless, so like
yeah, it's not like our other racing games where usually we're guaranteed 1-2 and usually it's you winning if it's more of a sim. Cuz I always get knocked out. We got steering wheels now.
Things might change.
Gran Turismo is going to hype me up. I am going to be just hype. I will order a damn frame.
Oh my god, all right.
And TV trays, because I still haven't ordered those.
I wish I had room. I gotta figure that out. I do. I would like to order a frame, but
I'm at least ordering TV trays just because that's something I should have anyway.
Yeah,
but I want to be able to eat.
I don't think I have like room anywheres for any of that stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, the ray tracing sound though.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it if they do a good job.
12K skyboxes and ray tracing sound. What more do you need? Oh, ray tracing lighting? Got it.
Yeah.
You want to feel like you're really driving through a jungle underneath some large leaves?
Some large... What is in Mexico? They have coconuts?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think they do.
Probably at some points. And I'm sure it's not like a one-to-one Mexico thing. Well, I mean, I know it's not one-to-one.
If there isn't some,
usually
like...
it's condensed in some way, but...
Mayan ruins of some kind. I guess we could go Aztec ruins as well.
Well, you know those are going to be where the cars are stored they have to go get.
Oh, my God. Is my garage going to be like a Mayan temple?
No, it won't be that. It'll be like your... Not the garage, but it'll be like the ruins. Remember how the hangars exist in the map that you have to drive around to get the cars to repair?
Maybe the music festival is going to be at the site of ruins. Like, it'll be at like fucking Chichen Itza or whatever.
Yeah, I was about to reference Machu Picchu, and I was like, that's not Mexico.
Montezuma?
Is that Mexico?
I feel like it is.
Because Machu Picchu is Peru.
Yeah.
Is Montezuma further south than Mexico?
Montezuma. I'll Google it.
I'm not worried about Googling that right now.
Well, I'm going to Google it because I got nothing else better to do. I'm just saying, we got anything else?
No, not news-wise. News-wise is pretty much everything covered. It was going to be the question to you of what have you done the last 7 days, but now you're Googling.
So. I mean, I can still talk about it.
Sure, you can. That's what he says. What about if we find Quetzalcoatl?
Find a what?
Quetzalcoatl?
What the fuck is that?
Isn't it like the giant flying serpent god?
I don't know. You're asking me like I would know.
I thought you would know that reference.
No, like
I don't. What about if we find a chupacabra?
I know what that is.
I'm pretty sure Quetzalcoatl is a Mexican thing. I'll look that one up later because I'm not even going to give you the spelling of it for right now.
It's Mexico. The
which one is Mexico?
Montezuma.
Oh, okay. It's just like it's Mexico. I was like, yes, we were discussing Mexico.
Mexico. House is a mess, so I got that going for me. So much baby stuff. It's disgusting. we stained my floors last weekend, and not all of them, but like the specifically
the, one, the, say, like the ones the that room. Needed to be stained.
So humid that like it's, I don't think they're dry still. I think they're still like a little tacky.
Are you still getting like high off the fumes?
No. Cause like if we put fans in our, in the windows and close the doors, it creates like negative pressure. So it just sucks air into the room from all the crevices of the doorways.
I just create a room of negative pressure.
Yep.
And then my floors still aren't dry, so I don't understand.
I feel really stupid, though, because, like...
Because it's just Friday, or...
Well, I feel stupid every day, but I feel more stupid because we have a giant dehumidifier that we haven't been using for anything, and we could have just stuck it in the room for, like, a day, and it probably would have solved the problem. But other than that, I finished Mass Effect 2.
That's thinking with your dipstick, laddie.
I finished Mass Effect 2, started Mass Effect 3, probably like halfway through Mass Effect 3, maybe a little bit either way of that.
Have rankings slid anywhere? And
Mass Effect 2 is by far going to be my least favorite game. And I don't understand why people like that game so much, because the thing that makes Mass Effect games good, for me, is there's less of it in Mass Effect 2. So like the game, the parts of the game that make it feel alive, like your companions talking to each other and chit-chatting and like the random dialogue,
uh-huh,
not really in Mass Effect 2 that much.
Okay.
It's in Mass Effect 1, and it's way more. Mass Effect 3 is great because like when you're in the ship, like you have to kind of search for your companions because they might be like, they're off doing their own thing. Like you'll find two of them in a room talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that type of thing. Mass Effect 2, its major plot line is really, really good. And it's like some of the like set pieces and cinematics are fantastic, and the overall feel is good. But it also suffers from, I talked about it when I was playing it, the getting hung up on objects and like just kind of clunkiness of it. It's definitely like a growing pains game. Like it was like Mass Effect 1 was clearly an RPG, and then Mass Effect 2, there was like just growing pains, and then Mass Effect 3 kind of like refines everything. And that's about it. Still haven't tried my steering wheel out.
Same.
There's been games that I want to play, but like it's just like life stuff going on, you know, like just busy. That's it.
Yeah, I feel you.
How about you? How'd Raid go?
Matt trying to low blow me.
I know.
Let's start with some other things.
Yeah, go for it. You talk about what you want to talk about. This is your podcast.
Pressure intensifies.
I thought you were just getting drunk with power over there. You're like,
well, I'm always drunk with power. I do whatever I want. The show, grinding away, doing my thing.
Yep,
that's typical. Just hey, more things to do.
Doing the
All-Star program happened.
All-Star program.
So All-Star weekend happened. Fun home run derby. Fun All-Star game. And we're back to the second half of the season. Let's hope the Yankees don't suck. Bad news, they lost 4-0 tonight. So here we go.
Half of them are out on COVID, and Luke Voigt's injured again. So
yeah.
Woo!
Can't wait to see how the trade deadline goes in 2 weeks, boys!
Good stuff.
Oh, pardon me. Dry throat, needed a drink. So that's that. PC-wise, Football Manager. A lot of Football Manager. Still not the most played one we've had. But we're into... I think part of it is it's hour-wise not the most, but we get more efficient.
Yeah, but the thing is...
We know what we want to do. We know what we need to do now. So we are in year 3 now in our save.
You guys have a routine with your Football Manager games to where like...
Well, now, all right.
See, like, to me, this is still the first half of playtime.
Okay.
Then there'll be a dead space, probably between, like...
It's July.
Probably between, like, September and, like... I don't even know when. I'm not really sure.
If you say sometime in November, that's because the new one comes out in November, usually.
Oh, it's that soon. All right, so maybe but there we are
is into the there is half the thought between him and I currently that there's a chance we don't buy the new one.
Unless they make like leaping bounds, we might just stick with one we're in and just do our saves this way.
So you guys are in your second half because usually your routine
we already took our normal break.
Yeah, you do a big break and then you jump back.
Yeah, we fell away for like 2 months already. That's already happened. Okay. We're in the second swing.
For some reason, I thought it came out like late spring.
Nah. That's usually just like either like when we take our break or start back up again. Because we kind of fall into a window usually. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There are an off moment usually.
There's a rhythm.
Just the rhythm of the night.
Why, you said three seasons, 3 years in?
Yeah, yeah. We're in our third season now.
Isn't that... That's like as far as you guys have gone on one save, isn't it?
I think so. I think we've started our third season before.
So. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure... Because
you always have save issues, I remember.
Well, we had save issues. And then the 1 year that I remember, I was unstoppable. We were in the middle of season two, I believe. And I had to sell my star striker because he wanted to leave. So then I made do for the rest of the season. And then I think we started the beginning of the next season and never got anywhere. We started the beginning of the next season. Then either the new one came out or we stopped playing. One of the two. We started the third season, but we've kind of reached... We have this, but Kenny and I came up with a new idea. So here's the new idea.
Okay.
A YouTube channel he watches of football stuff brought up the idea or brought up a sponsor that they had called Mystery Football Kit. We're not sponsored, so I don't have to not butcher the name, luckily. Mm-hmm. Or unluckily. I'd love to be sponsored. It'd be so awesome. But anyway, they're a UK company, and you can buy a jersey from them loot box style.
So you don't know what you're getting.
Right. You give them a size.
I think I see where you're going with this.
And they can be any league, anywhere. There are a couple options. You can specify like a kid's one or just a club one. I believe you can also specify international jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe all of them are not named.
Okay.
Which is how they can get them a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $60 US.
Okay.
To do the whole thing. That's shipping and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid deal.
Yeah.
So, obviously you can see where we're going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
What we've decided to do, I've bought one, he bought one.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine yesterday, he got his yesterday. We opened them together and had our moment of like, ooh, who'd you get?
Wow. That's cute.
Don't be jealous.
I mean, it's hard not to be.
All right. Just making sure. But we decided for the first time we do this, because we might do this again.
Okay.
Because I love the idea of getting more jerseys kind of cheap and of just like random teams. Because I think it's just like a really cool thing.
I could see this turning into a problem.
Right. Oh, for sure. And like if I landed a cool jersey, like putting a jersey on that wall of just some random team and being like, I led them to glory. You don't even understand the difficulties we went through. I mean,
you
could
get to the point where you get so many that you start like tacking them to your ceiling.
I would never tack a jersey. I don't like doing that. I would frame them.
Okay. Well, I was thinking.
I have a problem.
I know, but
as a kid, I would have. Or like same thing with scarves, like people tack scarves places. I get annoyed by damaging a wall, right?
Well, yeah, because you gotta fix it.
That's things after that, yeah.
And, I mean, my pet peeve is I don't like hanging art or things on the wall that are framed without a mat.
I don't mind non-mat things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like things that are quality deserve to have correct frames and not just be like strung up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So like that frame's cheap as shit, but I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
That's going away the moment I order a new poster, and I almost did on Mondo today, except it got delayed.
All right. There you go.
For one called Something Milkshake Club. Something Milkshake? I'll show you the poster because it looked sweet. I had no reference for what it was, but it just looked cool. And I was like, perfect. I'm getting that. But then it got delayed. So I don't know when that's going to happen. And my guess is whenever it does happen, I'll miss it again and I'll be out by luck.
That's fair.
Disco Milkshake, maybe? Anyway. So with jerseys, I should frame them. I have a jersey I need to frame now. One, because I can't fit in it. It's a Daniele De Rossi Italian jersey. He was a defensive midfielder. He wore my number, and I loved using him in FIFA for so many years, and then he retired. So I have his jersey that I can't fit in anyway. I need to just get it framed and hung up on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in my eventual list. It's currently hanging in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
But so we ordered jerseys. He got his, I got mine. And we said, all right, these are going to be our single player saves. We have our co-op one, but like, because I've been stuck in WoW a lot and he wants to play, it's like, all right, well, this is how you'll determine what team you play with. Whatever the jersey was. And he ended up with a Belgian National League jersey for, I don't remember who his team is. But apparently they hate Anderlecht, which is one of the teams I know.
Okay.
In the Belgian League. I think I know like four teams in the Belgian League, and it's the top four teams, and he was the team that finished sixth in that league last year.
Okay.
So that's his new challenge. Lead that club to glory.
All right.
And I have a jersey as well. And my team is in the, I never say this word right, Eredivisie, the Dutch league.
Dutch fans are crazy.
Which I know, again, the top four teams in that league. And my team also finished sixth in its respective league.
Wow.
So we somehow ended up like both finishing sixth. But I think between the two of us, and he admitted this as well, I got the better jersey.
Okay.
I have like what I don't know if it's 100% confirmed. I think I have like a 50th anniversary jersey.
Ooh.
Because the badge on the corner says 1970 to 2020. And it has like a 50 in it and everything. So it looks like it was probably a commemorative badge or jersey for last year's team. Mm. And it's Nike branded, T-Mobile sponsored.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you made out like
FC Utrecht. Or Utrecht? Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't really make out like a bandit because like it's probably not, it's not like a world renowned club. It's not like I pulled Barcelona or somebody, right? So yeah, but it's cool. I got a club, I got a place, I got a club and a direction. So we'll see. I haven't loaded up my save yet. He loaded up his save last night, but I've been busy with a little thing called WoW.
I wonder why.
And I've been busy. We've been raiding, and we've been raiding on normal. Mind you, the mythic race to world first is happening. We're on normal, week two.
That's fine. You're mere mortal, mere mortals. I can speak.
Stroke my ego, damn it.
You know what? You should really apply to be on limit.
Thank you. And get rejected immediately.
I was wondering how that works. Do they have to like?
They have actual applications.
Yeah, but like, I'm assuming.
And Max, like, you've listened to Max talk about how he recruits. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, but he was doing that from the perspective of like a top tier guild, but not necessarily like a complexity limit tier guild.
No. He was talking about the complexity limit style of recruiting.
I'm assuming there's got
where
to
he
be...
just goes, he's like, we go look at other guilds that are below us, like the,
yeah,
you know, down to probably, he's like probably down to like 10 maybe. And we all, everybody all kind of knows each other. And we're like, who's your best player? And then we just go take that best player and we move on. They're like, we just go get your best player.
I was wondering if they had to, if there was a more in-depth recruiting process, like they had to do like some sort of like background check type stuff.
I'm sure there is because it's technically like a business.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
sure there are like the legal parts of it and whatever. And there are probably some type of like, obviously we don't just go get the best player. Like you need to fit ecosystem wise and yada yada. But like, and sometimes people, your best player might be in Europe and they don't want to transfer. So
yeah,
there's still all those things that go into it. But for the most part, it's just, you know, they'll like go whisper people else in the guild and be like, who's your best player? And if you're the one that's getting consensusly said, then it's like, all right, you're going to probably get messaged, but they're not going to go look at a God, what were we last year?
That's kind of like,
we
mean,
were a,
though.
We were
going to give up their best player.
I mean, it's not up to the guild usually.
I know,
it's up to
but
the player.
But still, no loyalty. Wow.
Well, for a lot of it,
bunch of fucking cutthroats.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah. When the idea is that you're racing for world first, yeah, you're going to do what you can. Part of it, I think, also comes from, like you said, it all depends on the group and the guild and everything, and I'm not going to speak to things I don't actually know. I do it all the time. The part of it would be, like, you would have to hope that your guild understands. Like, I have a chance to go actually race at the world first level. I'm going to go do it. Like,
realistically, if you're in a guild and WoW and people from Limit are like, hey, who's your best player? You're not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, this guy. And then you're going to go to that guy and be like, go.
Yeah. You want them to succeed. So you're going to give them the moment. Either way. So we are on normal. We are now 6 out of 10 on normal. We have officially killed Painsmith. My pain has stopped enduring for this week. It will begin again next week. Yeah. Do I need to say more? Do you want me to explain the tweet to you?
I mean, you could do it off air if you want.
The tweet has nothing to do with my guild specifically.
I kind of figured it didn't because of the way it was worded, but the comment kind of sounded funny, so I went that route.
Oh, it was great. It was a great comment.
And then,
I opened my phone at work when I saw it because it was like, oh, Matt, blah, blah, replied, and I saw it and went.
But, I don't know. I think WoW rating is so fascinating. It's just like the level of commitment, though. Like, fuck that. Like,
at that tier, yes.
Yeah.
But that goes back to exactly.
Well, even at the regular tier, though.
That brings in the tweet. That brings in the tweet perfectly. That's a great segue. People at my level are looking at the world first.
Mm-hmm.
And does Max do an amazing job like those top end guild leaders of having a cohesive environment and doing all those things and everything? Yes, because everyone there has signed on to the idea that they are going to do all that giant prep work that they do and do all these splits and popping potions and having food and everything they can do to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go do it. Whether loot drops become the question, that's out of their hands anyway. They're going to go get as many chances as they can at said piece of loot.
Yeah,
that's just what they're going to do. People at my level look at that and go, man, can you imagine like our raid leaders not screaming at us and yada yada? And it's like, correct, except you haven't logged in 3 weeks and then went, I'm going to go raid now. Didn't look at how the bosses go. Didn't do Raid Finder, which is the baby version of like how you should kind of learn what the fights do. That's kind of why it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that, which obviously it's not open the first week, so like you can't flame people in the first week for not going and doing that. But like now that it is open, it's open 3 bosses at a time, so you can go learn the first 3 bosses kind of. Mm-hmm. And then they add a mechanic on each time up. You're literally logging in once every 3 or 4 weeks and not even trying to like get gear. You're like, mm-hmm. I just log in for raid and do my thing. And I'm like, but by you actively not doing anything, you actually make it harder for the rest of us that are doing things.
Yeah.
Because now we have to carry you. So you have some people that log in and just press a shiny button.
Yeah. The thing that kills me with WoW.
And don't get me wrong, there are terrible guild leaders and terrible raid leaders that just do yell and scream at their raiders, which why you still raid there, I don't know why you would, but
that's kind of the thing. So you get those people that you're talking about who just log in and press shiny button.
Shiny and button, like, get bacon.
I'm in that camp, but on the opposite side of the coin, to where like I look at the amount of time you have to invest to be competent in regular raiding, and I'm like, would I like to do that? Yes. Am I willing to invest that amount of time? No. So guess what? Not gonna do it. Like, because like worse than investing the time and doing it is not investing the time and doing it and looking like a fuck. So that's where I'm at in life. Also, random thought, I wonder if you put WoW on the Steam Deck.
Oh, that just sounds like pain.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not doing
that. Around the joystick. Touch screen. You tap a little button. I
guess. Hold on to cast spells. Target.
I can't really. Oh, fuck, I hit the wrong one.
Ah, I didn't mean to teleport.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the existential hell I've been living in.
I mean, it happens. Happens to the best of us.
I mean, will we get it done? Yes. Will it be on any reasonable timetable? No. Do people not realize how actually hard this is? I think they're starting to.
Yeah.
I think people were... I don't get me wrong. I understand the positivity aspect. You and I are negative Nancys. That is our job. That mm-hmm. is our goal in life, is to ruin everything around us. There are people that... Our social media person is an optimist.
Mm.
Love them for that. Need the balance. Otherwise, this room would be very dark and just me getting angry constantly. So I do need the balance. But there are some times where it's like, not to her, like to everyone that I talk to, they're like, yeah, everything, no, it'll all be fine. I was like, you have not yet seen why I'm saying this will be a problem. And then they did see it. And I think they now understand that it's going to be a problem. So I was like, partially, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, this is why I didn't want you guys to get so excited, because I don't want you to get deterred that we can't do this. I know immediately that we can't do this. But that's why I'm not just like broadcast. Like, I'm like, hey, you guys need to get gear. Like, this is going to be difficult.
Mm.
We had a guy in our Discord server. Nice guy. He says, hey. This is right before, this is the night or two nights before we kill Painsmith. Hey, good news, guys. Once you get past that guy, the next boss, piece of cake. He's a nice guy that doesn't understand who he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he understands who he's talking to because the times he hung out with us were during the last raid when we were already all over geared and just slamming around having fun.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't seen us do progression before. So he says that we end up killing Painsmith and we go to the next boss and we don't get, we get barely halfway through it. And I'm like, yes, this is the part you need to understand. You can't just say, oh, it's way easier. I was like, sure. Mechanically, is it easier? You just kind of walk around? Yeah. DPS check, much harder.
Yeah.
So it's like some people are like, oh, my God. Oh, thank God. It'll be so much easier once we get past this thing. Immediately punch in the mouth. And I was just like, oh, God. We can't do this. We can't keep putting these people on a roller coaster.
Maybe they like it.
Maybe they do. But I don't know. That's what it is. You know, live and you learn. Get there eventually. I'm going to keep doing... Here's the only person I could be responsible for and do my best, me. I'm just going to do what I can to be the best version of me gear-wise that I can be and press the buttons that light up and do shiny things.
There you go. There's some wild philosophy for you.
Yeah. It's the only thing I can control. Wildlife
philosophy.
I can't control other people.
You can only control your own character.
It's true. Unfortunately. If I could have three accounts playing at the same time, I probably would.
I mean, you could.
Not legally anymore. Not legally in the way that I would really need to do it. I could probably do it if my main account I was healing and my second account I was DPSing and I just clicked back and forth between screens fast enough, but it would be... Oh, I don't even want to... You'd catch me doing a lot of Adderall to try to keep up with that.
Could also be interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
For entertainment value. It's
a drug problem. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, cool. See you guys in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.